all, with Windows, our goal has been singular, which is to build platforms to really enable you to build the world-changing applications that you do.
The best Windows 8 apps are connected to the cloud. If we go back to the application, you can see here we have some rating buttons, so I can actually submit ratings for sessions. Now, wouldn't it be cool if when somebody inserts a rating, I get a live tile notification on my desktop as the presenter? And that's easy to do with Windows Azure Mobile Services. So I'm going to switch over to the portal again, and I'm going to add a new table now to store those ratings. So I'm now going to switch to my desktop, and I'm going to zoom in on this live tile. And over on the phone, I'm actually logged in as my colleague, Nick. And he loves mobile services, so he's going to rate the session a 5. And if we watch that live, that start screen, we should see instantly we get a notification from Windows Notification Services in no time at all.
So this is no longer about a single server operating system, but it's about building distributed virtualized infrastructure that includes storage, compute, and network, and spans, if you will, multiple data centers.
And you can see at the top there, not only do I have the ability to log in via regular ASP.NET membership, but I've got a number of additional social identity providers like the Microsoft account, Twitter, or Facebook. So I'm going to log in via Facebook, and this is all built into the ASP.NET 4.5 APIs. Feel free to friend me on Facebook, and I will click not now because I don't know you. Now I'm going to log into my application here, and you'll notice that it says associate your Facebook account. I didn't actually have to create a local membership account. I hit register, and it notices that it is in fact me, and it knows my name, it knows my information. And I can associate multiple external accounts. Now this application lets me upload clips of all my favorite kind of build memories. So I can go and say upload here, and then pull in some of the videos that I shot of the hackathon, some of the hard work that the guys were doing at the hackathon. And there we go. I'm going to upload this video. See? There we go. That was all planned. So that's being uploaded into Azure Blob Storage. I can click on that and then view some of the exciting work that we were doing at the hackathon recently.
Let's go ahead and see this app here. I'm just going to launch a Windows 8 app here. I can pick and I can choose to upload video. And to make this fun, instead of just picking a static file, we're going to turn up the house lights a little bit and let's see if we can get a picture of you guys. Smile. Okay. And you can see there. Just going to go ahead. That looks good. We're going to hit open. And this is now uploading this off to Windows Azure. And we're going to use the exact same REST URLs that Scott published earlier with his web APIs in the middle tier. And this is going over Wi-Fi, so it's very exciting. This is now going to talk to that web service on the back end. It's going to then fire off a REST call to Windows Azure Media Services. And it's going to kick off an encoding job, which is then going to start encoding it. And then once it's done, and you can see it just said completed, it will be able to be played through our streaming server in the cloud. And just to sort of prove this is real and emphasize how dangerous that Wi-Fi demo was, my heart is now beating again. I'm going to go back into the portal, click the content tab, and you can see here that wildlife thing we did earlier, and hey, we got two new files that have just shown up. One is the file we uploaded, and one is a adaptive streaming job that we just kicked off. And if I go ahead and hit play, what I should be able to do inside the portal is see all of you.
The thing that I think is very exciting from a developer perspective is Windows Azure Store. We're at the very beginning of this journey. We're just getting started, but we think that this represents a huge opportunity for any of you who are building finished services.
We've got Adrian Richard from SendGrid, we've got Ben Wen from MongoLab, and we've got Nick Floyd from New Relic. You guys have something in common. You have something in common. You're all available to the people who use the Azure Store. You're all add-ons.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
To, like, for instance, this file, it's in a smooth streaming format. You can also preview the file with a playback. Okay, let me. I'm trying to. Okay, sorry. I do want you to focus on the player. Let me just zoom out.
And so you can think about, when we say big data, it certainly means volume, petabyte scale. But it could also mean velocity. How rapidly is this data coming in? Is the data shaped funny? Is there variety to it? Is it unstructured? These are things that all kind of fall under this umbrella when we say big data, and the things that have evolved to help us understand these, as well as compute and process on top of these. Now, when I've given this talk before, the general response is, I don't have a Large Hadron Collider in my backyard, which is unfortunate. Everyone should have one. They're great toys for the kids to play with.
But what I want to talk to you guys about is this idea of what I think is happening on the cloud side and on the browser side, and that I think it will change the way that we're writing software. So this is kind of an experiment and a bit of a philosophical discussion I want to have with you guys. So welcome to Microsoft. But it's open source now, so it's way better. This is a great little command line tool. You can get this just by typing npm install Azure. And you know it's a great tool because it has ASCII art.
The other camera, yeah. And today, because the audience is worn out, how about you strike a pose, Chris? Hold on. You got to hold it. Hold it. Go. Awesome. All right. Maybe it's...
Well, it's not the picture of me, but it is something. Oh, there it goes.
And you'll see that there are some new templates available. So we've got... But we're not going to talk about those. I'm getting
ahead
of
myself. Can you fill this white space with goodness later?
I would like that. So web API.
There you go. That's way better. Doesn't quite look so lonely anymore.
Right. You did tell me earlier how scary it was that you're getting to be like a PowerPoint MVP.
Dude, you realize that they're giving away free soda here.
Yeah, that's true.
Breakfast of champions. Ordinarily, when you want to talk to a web server, you make a GET, right? It's pretty straightforward. And I think we all remember the very first time that we saw that. And we thought that was real time. Right? I mean, in your mind, you're like, beep boop 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 beep boop beep boop beep boop boop. Oh, it's like it's, you know, searching 2 billion flights, you know? And it's all a lie. And what happens is you say get data. We learn that lie was just an animated GIF and a meta refresh tag. And it's just it's bad. So the way it's supposed to work is you go and you say, hey, do you do real time? Yeah, I love real time. It's cool. Hey, let's do real time. Real time.
Scott Hanselman, ladies and gentlemen.
On the Azure front, we got a number of nice announcements and a number of nice releases this week. Brand new portal update of the new Azure Management Portal is released. Lots of new features with media services, with mobile, with Windows Phone 8 support for building mobile Azure mobile services. Our websites now you can deploy all over the world. So they're available in regions in Asia, Europe, and the U.S. The release of the .NET of Azure SDK 1.8, which includes both Windows Server 2012 and .NET 4.5 support. .NET 4.5 support for Azure websites, a dedicated cache release for final release. We added AMQP support to Service Bus and a whole bunch more.
Wow,
so
okay.
Lots of cool stuff. We'll be right back.